This is Jeffrey Hoppe, channeler for the Tobias Materials. You're listening to a live Tobias channel presented at the Crimson Circle Gathering in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. In order to fully enjoy the love and the energy of this channel, I suggest you find a quiet and relaxing place where you don't have interruptions or distractions. And it's best not to listen to this recording while driving in a vehicle. Then give your intent to receive all of the gifts and all of the energy that are available through Spirit, Tobias, and the Crimson Council. I hope you enjoy this recording. Many blessings to you, and thank you for the light work that you do. And so it is, dear friends, dear Shambra, that we gather here again in this circle, and it seems like only a moment of time since we left you, but we know in that time you have had many wonderful and some challenging experiences. It is good to feel the energy of the humans in this room on this day. It is good to hear your music, to hear the story of your journey expressed in these vibrations that come through. I, Tobias, relish these moments. I look forward to these times when family can get together like this. Now, for the next few moments of time, we will work with you to adjust the energies. Those who are on our side of the veil, come in now to facilitate to work with each of you individually and as a group to, how to say, meld these energies together. These energies of your humanness, these energies of your divinity with our energies from the other side of the veil. Dear friends, dear Shambra, I know each of you well. I know each of you by your energy. I know each of you by the work that we have done together as family before. It should be a familiar time to each and every one of you. Should be a familiar energy to you. Take a moment here as we begin expanding this circle. Take a moment to open your hearts, for you are in a safe space here, to open your hearts and allow that love and that light and that Christ consciousness that is within you to come pouring forth into this circle that we build here together. Breathe deeply here. Breathe deeply and allow it to permeate your entire being, all of your biology, and all of your spirit. Breathe deeply and know that you are with family. The ones who come to adjust the energy, they help to weave this space, and in this time that we spend together here in the next hour or so, perhaps a bit longer, perhaps shorter, in this time that we spend together, it is like we are with you in a new energy and a new dimensionality that we create together. And as we have said before, this is the energy of the new earth. This is the new spiritual energy. It is not something that simply disappears when you leave this place today. It is something that, how to say, becomes part of your being, becomes embedded within you. It provides a type of energy template or structure that the rest of your old energies that you continue to carry with you will then start to copy and to mimic
the old energies within you, we'll look at the new energy that you have helped to create on this day. And we'll look to it and say, this indeed is the light. This indeed is what we at the sub-DNA levels will begin to copy and to mimic. It is a very interesting process here, how these particles of energies that are at the deepest parts of you react. They, in a sense, like you, are looking for the proper vibration, the proper balance to occur. And this is happening within you. So this energy that is in this circle on this day, during our time together, this is brought into your being. It is held there. It does not disappear. As you would know then, at this time and dimension and space that we are in together is one of great healing for you. This is a time of rebalance for each of you who sits here, and also for each of you who reads or hears this energy across time and space. Even if you are reading this weeks or months afterwards, it is the same energy. Even if you are not sitting in here in this room, it is the same energy. For those who are reading or listening at a later calendar date, in an interesting and unusual way, you are here with us also, as much as any human that sits in their physical being in this room. Now we have much to discuss on this day, and we proceed into Lesson 7 of the Creator Series. And we know you have all been doing much homework. Very interesting experiences that you are bringing into your lives now. Your homework is not just what is happening here in your mind. Your homework, as you are learning now, is not just what happens in that specific moment you stand behind the short wall. Your homework is not just when you put an issue into the oven of grace. Your homework that you are creating, that you are using to help grow and to learn, all of those things that are happening in your life now. Think about it for a moment. The experience that you had 3 days ago and 2 weeks ago, and for some of you last night, and for at least one here driving up the mountain this morning. This is your homework. This is what you are creating. This is what you are putting in front of you. These challenges and circumstances and experiences to help you truly, truly become the divine human that you are. There are times when we gather like this. Right now, when we could not say another word, we could simply sit with you here. We could simply let our emotions out. And they would come out as tears. Tears of joy and happiness, but more than anything, the tears of incredible honor. You've heard this from us and from others before, and you still don't see as we do. You still don't see who you are and what you are doing. And there are those that of you that wake up in the morning and feel small and unimportant and alone. You do not even begin to understand what you are doing and who you are, and you think it is at times grandiose and overstated about your mission in this place called Earth, oh dear friends, you have such a surprise coming to you. Hopefully that surprise will come while you are still walking in biology. The surprise of knowing how truly powerful you are. This story that we have been sharing with you of leaving the first circle, the story of Jack, which is the story of each and every one of you, we are not even giving this story justice in the way we tell it, with all of the honor and the grandness and the love and the sacrifice. It is not an overinflated story that you hear from I, Tobias, or the others. It barely begins to scratch the surface. Here you are, ones who were princes and princesses of the kingdom of all that is, who chose to leave for something of incredible honor. And here you are on this tiny place called Earth, thinking you are just a human, thinking that you live perhaps 80 or 90 years and struggle to survive, struggle to do the right thing. You do not see who you are. And it is part of the purpose of the Crimson Council and all who are family and who are called Chamba to help you understand, to help awaken from within you this understanding. As was said earlier on this day, you will not get there through your mind. You will get there through your heart, and more specifically, through what is called the one chakra. What is your Christ seed that is within you? Be out of your mind for a while. It is a wonderful thing. There are drugs that can help you go there. But dear friends, you can do it on your own. Now, as you know, each time this circle forms, each time that we come in, there are certain invited visitors on the day. Take a moment here, dear friends, to feel the energy that those who gather in the second circle bring in today. Indeed, you, the humans, sit in the first circle. Surrounding you in energy and in love are those from the other side that come in to observe. Oh, they are fascinated. Each time there is brought in a new group, indeed, they must have RSVPs to be here. The ones who come in tonight bring in a technical energy with them. There are, even on our side, certain energy groups or families. There is a group of angels, of angelic entities, whose job it is to continue to monitor and measure the vibrations of Earth and the humans upon Earth. The ones that sit in the second circle tonight are the technicians, are the, for Caldra laughs about this, but yes, the celestial engineers. They are here for a specific reason. First, to enjoy your company, to smile upon you. They are the ones that watch the gauges and the meters of your work and how it affects all things. They gather tonight, for they have been active lately in measuring the vibrations of Gaia, the vibrations of humankind. They come here on this night as part of their research. They come here because they see a group that is going through a intense transformational process with the intent of opening up, of integrating divinity. They come here tonight because your vibration is different than most other humans. They know that you are the ones who have given yourself in service, who have studied for many, many lifetimes of the spiritual aspects of humans. You are the ones who have spent much time in both your human schools and the schools on our side of the veil, in between lifetimes, studying the process of ascension. Then not only studying it, dear friends, but then living it on a day-to-day basis. The ones who gather here tonight are the ones who measure and monitor and record your experiences, the one you had 5 days ago, and your reaction towards a certain challenge that came up in your life, for the one we speak to. They are the ones that are there with their gauges and notepads, metaphorically speaking. They are very curious about you, and no, for the one who just asked the question, they do not interfere. They do not probe or prod. They remain at a distance at all times. They have been busy lately, not only with you. They have been busy with all humans and Earth. There is, how to say, a rush to measure, for the measurements are changing faster than ever. The vibrations are going up and down. They are not following the old patterns at all. And yes, for the one who asked, we do also watch your stock market, for this is an interesting indicator of certain aspects of human vibration. The vibrational changes are occurring faster than ever before. There is a momentum that is gaining. It is like the momentum of a wheel that begins to turn slowly and then goes faster and faster. And as you watch the patterns that are created by this spinning wheel, as you know from your human experience, the patterns within the circle of the wheel begin to change and get different. And at times, a wheel that is turning clockwise may have the appearance of turning counterclockwise. The momentum is changing. The ones who measure these things and track them and record them are particularly interested in what is coming from what you call your light workers upon this planet. They are seeing a variance here. They are seeing a new road or path being carved by your energies. And they are watching it intensely. As a result of these things, as a result of the momentum and your changing vibrations, indeed, you will see the earth changes, the earth adjustments. You will see changes within yourself. You will see certain quantum leaps in your own technologies of earth. But more than anything, you will see quantum leaps in your own enlightenment upon earth. She is a great time of change that you are living in. Hold on, because the ride will continue for a while. Now, dear friends, before we proceed, let us do the final melding of this energy. Let us draw in close to you. Let us touch you and hug you. And let us, in the way that we pray, let us ask you to remember who you are. Let us send you that energy of remembrance so you may remember who you truly are. We will ask Kaldri to be in silence for a moment, and we will ask each of you to accept this energy that we bring at this time. Indeed, it is sweet to be here with each and every one of you. What we see is shining intent to be in service. 8 days ago of your time, we sat with a small group of Shambram, and we talked. And before they asked their questions, we told them that we are in awe as we walk beside you, as we work with you at night, that we're in awe that the greatest question that is asked by light workers, by Shambra, is not about how do you make more money, not about how do you become more powerful over other humans. The questions that you ask are not even so much about how do you heal your own being. What you ask and what impresses us so much, you say, dear spirit, how can I be of service? Dear spirit, how can I help humanity? Dear spirit, how can I be in fulfillment to you? Do you understand what we are saying? What is in your heart is not selfish and not asking for yourself. You are asking how to be in service to spirit. And it amazes us. It amazes I, Tobias. For I think if I were walking in your shoes, I would surely ask for more money. I would surely ask for invincible health. I would surely ask for something that was not as high vibration and as loving as what I see you asking for. You say, dear spirit, how can I be in service today? Dear spirit, what is it you want me to do? When a human comes to this point of asking this question, we know they are truly enlightened. We know they are truly on the path. And dear friends, we mention this to you because at this point on your path, you do not need to worry about falling down. You do not need to worry about losing ground, going backwards, when you have the strength and the honor and the love to ask, how can I be in service? What is it I can do, Spirit? Do not worry anymore about falling backwards into the old ways. Now we will talk a bit on this night, the continuing experience that you, that Jack had on his journey that eventually brought him to Earth. We are giving this to you piece at a time to help you absorb it and to understand it and to understand who you truly are. And there is more to the story than even we will tell tonight, and we will continue speaking of this for some time. This portion is somewhat difficult to express, and we will warn you, we will warn others up front that you might not, like this so well. And it will raise the eyebrows and perhaps even a few fists of your own kind, those called lightworkers. And we ask Caldra to, step out of the way while we bring this information forth. For he knows what comes, and he is not terribly pleased that we are going to open this can of worms. Now, as you know, in our story of Jack, he was a prince in the kingdom of Siam. And a great traveler he was, a great experiencer, and a great creator. And that he bored very easily. He journeyed to the ends of the kingdom, where he then set out for sail onto the waters, came upon this wall of fire, which signified the edge of all creation as it was known. And this frightened him. He tried to go back to the kingdom, but the energy, the vacuum, the pulling from the wall of fire pulled him through. As we spoke of in our last gathering like this, the time that he was in this wall of fire seemed like an eternity. His being was shattered, broken into many, many, many pieces. Some of these pieces went into a type of energy cocoon to go for a long sleep, to go for an inner look, as Jack had always been an outer-looking being. Part of the energy of Jack, part of you, did not go into this inner cocoon, this inner-looking energy. Part of you continued traveling. Now, you did not go straight to Earth. There was an interim period, and again, somewhat difficult to describe, but we will attempt here on this night. Past the wall of fire was nothing. A void. Total darkness. In our analogy here, you could think of it as your physical universe that you live within. All that is, with all the galaxies and all the stars. But when you first crossed through, when Jack crossed through, there were no stars. There were no galaxies. There were no energies present. It was simply a dark void. As Jack popped through this wall of fire, the portion that did not remain within the cocoon, as we mentioned before, he saw his opposite, he saw his mirror, and there were many, many Jacks. There were many entities that went through this experience. There were many, and all of you who did. This was not energetically a solid space, but yet you were not in your light form that you knew from the kingdom. Your energy was spinning faster than what it does now. We're not speaking necessarily of vibration or the quotient of love, but there was a spinning of your energy where you were in, to say best, a gaseous state. You were not solid and you were not light. You were in between. You began to have experiences, first with yourself and then with other energies and entities. And these early experiences created an energy that poured out from you that then started setting up structures and patterns of energy in your universe that had previously been void. Here you were going through types of experiences that then created energy weaving, tapestries, foundations that would later become your stars and your galaxies and your solar systems. This was a very interesting period of time for you. We ask you here to let yourself, let your being remember the feeling of that time. We do not assign a number of years or an age to it. We will explain later why. You had many experiences and you started taking on a new and more distinctive identity than how you had known yourself before. And in this transition phase, dear friends, you began to then group with other similar energies. You began to bond with each other and you formed groups. And these groups went and traveled to and, in a sense, resided in certain parts of your universe. And as you would know from most families, there became battles internally. You began fighting. There became wars. The groups that had once formed were split and blew up. And you went from there to bond with other groups. This was a very chaotic time, for you were still learning to adjust from your transition through the wall of fire. You had never felt anything like this before. You were trying to remember and discover who you were, but you were beginning to take on attributes that you could not even relate to. You were beginning to take on strange feelings and vibrations about your own energy, where you had once been only light. You were beginning to take on a sickness and a heaviness of your being that would later become a body. And you did not like this so much. You did not like feeling the slowdown of your energy, the descending from light to electron. You did not like this one bit, and you were seeking to get out of it, but did not know how. You became more and more solid each time. As you did, your universe also became more and more solid. Planets began to take shape and to form and to take on mass. Oh, dear friends, you did not like any of this. You felt like you were falling and falling and falling. And your energy and vibrations were slowing and you fought it. And you felt that at a certain point when your spinning, your vibration had reached a low enough level that you would never again remember who you were or where you came from. You were desperately trying to hold on to the vibration of the kingdom. You cursed going through the wall of fire. You were in chaos. There were wars in your universe that were terrible. This is a time where the concept of killing and death first began to appear. There was anger towards others and towards yourself. There were groups that roved in the ever-solidifying universe, trying to take power from others, feeling if they took power and they took energy from another being, that it would raise their vibration and send them back home to the kingdom. You began traveling in groups, some large groups, some small. And as you did, as you, in a sense, held hands and bonded your energy, there came to be around you an energy ship. And you lived within that and traveled all over and had many, many experiences. And it was interesting because you could travel quite well on the energy corridors that were developing in your universe. You knew how to get from one part to the other, what could be millions or even billions of light years away, using your current measurement system, and it would take you only a moment. You were proficient at this. But all of the time, each of you resisting this slowing down, resisting this solidification that was taking place in you, in your entire universe. And you started having strange experiences. You started crashing into things. You didn't go through them anymore. Energy did not pass through energy. Things were becoming so solid, so slowed down, you actually would find yourself crashing into stars and planets and meteors and asteroids. And this surprised you and it depressed you. And more wars continued. The battles intensified. This was not a good time. There were indeed pockets of those who were trying to find the way back home, trying to find the proper vibration, discovering things about the energies of love and light. But for the most part, things were spinning down. At some point, there came, as we have talked of before, an impasse. Things couldn't go no further. The conflicts, the battles between what you would call the light and the dark were at a stalemate. The universe as you knew it even stopped growing. At that point, there was a decision, a consensus, an agreement to go to this place of Earth and for once and all cross through the final veil, final barrier, to literally take on a very dense human form, to have your being go into that form that you know as your body, to live in complete amnesia of who you were, to walk through the cycles of life and death, and what you call karma, to come full circle back around again to remembering who you were before you ever crossed through the wall of fire. And that is what you are doing here. That is what you have done here for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes. And walking that cycle in an agreement to bring things full circle. In agreement to heal all of the past. To heal this time of going through the wall of fire. To heal this time of the building of the void. The creation of your universe as you know it. You've walked all of these lifetimes to heal, to rediscover. The ones who come in tonight in your second circle that are taking the measurements and are monitoring what you are doing. The reason why they are truly here, because the circle is coming to a close. You are in these final stages of a journey that has lasted in a time frame we could not even begin to explain. But the circle is coming to a close from the very work you have done. As we have said to you before, it should be no surprise to you that things in your daily life right now are difficult. It is not just about you. It is not just you in this lifetime you are healing. You are healing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of past lives. And most of those, dear friends, have healed and left, and Gaia is releasing the energy that has been stored in your earth. What you are truly working on and healing right now is this time of the building of the void, the time between this wall of fire and coming to your earth, this time where you were bouncing around your universe, you were experiencing the beginnings of mass and matter. The times when you could travel freely through time and space, in a sense, but where you did not like what was happening. This was a great time of chaos. Now, the ones that you call your alien beings, dear friends, are simply aspects of you from this past time, this time of the building of the void. When we have said to you before, when you look up into your stars, you look up into your universe, there is not much out there. We mean that. For you are looking... You are looking in a limited dimensional view of your physical universe, and indeed there is not much there. What is there, and is difficult to describe, are energies of you from the past that are, how to say, crisscrossing, sometimes intersecting with your life now on Earth. Let's use this analogy. We'll use the analogy of a house, for it is a good one. Imagine standing in your house, in your living room, and looking around, and all you see is a living room. But there are other rooms of the house that you cannot see, for you are standing in one place at that moment of time. And there are activities in the other rooms, but you are not aware of them, for you cannot see them or hear them. The universe, your universe, is much like this. There are many rooms to it. There are many dimensions. When you look up into your skies and you see the stars, in that room, there is not much. There truly is not much there. in terms of life. There is much energy, but in terms of life form, not much. There are rooms that exist side by side, dimension to dimension in your universe that you cannot see with your eyes or hear. Some of you are beginning to feel, though. They are all under the same roof, but they are separate rooms. Once in a while, in an unusual energy situation, there will be, in a sense, a bleed-through or a crossover where you will see into one of the other rooms, or when a being from the other room accidentally walks through the door and comes into your room. When this happens, this is you from the past. Oh, it will look like an alien and feel like an alien. But dear friends, it is you from the past. With the intense amount of healing work going on right now, of healing this time, in a sense, you are paralleling it. You are here now, but you are also healing that other room at the same time. So there are incidences of crossover, of intersection. Are there aliens in your universe that are wiser and grander and smarter? Indeed, my friends, no. There are aspects of you from the past. How could they be wiser or smarter or more powerful? These aspects, in a sense, while being part of your past, are occurring at this very moment. And difficult concepts to relay. Even while you sit here, that part of you that is building the structures of the void exists at the same time. Now, we do not want to get too far off track here with what you would call alternative realities or multiple dimensions. We simply want to reinforce the point that these are you from the past, and they cross over occasionally. The important thing here is to know, dear friends, that you are coming full circle in your work, that you have gone through traumatic times after crossing through this wall of fire. Do not allow yourself, do not give up your power to another, to any being, to what you would call an alien. Even though this is an aspect of yourself from the past, it will try to present itself to you, to others, as a grand, intelligent being. It will try to tell you, and there is a bit of truth to it, that it is your parent, that you are they supplied the seed stock for you. Well, for indeed, they are your past. Do not be deceived that they are these grand beings who understand the keys to all things. Dear friends, the vibration of the word alien is a lie. Do not give your power to another. You are so close to completing your circle. There will be a time of intensity now, where even you from the past will come back and try to deceive you and try to belittle you and try to tell you that they are the wise ones. In a sense, even though you are trying to heal this past, it will try to deceive you. I, Tobias, want you to remember the energy here right now, the energy that tells you, the energy that tells you that you have the Christ seed within you, and you always have, follow none other than the God within you. You will be challenged in these days to come as you make that final link of the circle. And the challenges will be difficult. And that is why we bring this subject up on this night. Are we saying you will have an alien encounter? In a way, yes, we are. It may not happen while you are driving down the road at 1 a.m. and come to a railroad crossing. It may happen in your sleep. It may happen, and most likely will happen, as an old remembrance coming through like a freight train. A remembrance that brings fear and that cripples you and immobilizes you. When that happens, dear friends, we want you to come back to this energy of this day, to win spirit, when Yeshua and the Crimson Council and Tobias sat in front of you and said, dear ones, you are the God that is awakening. Have no others come before or above you. Now, this will bring many questions about aliens. And we are prepared to discuss each and every one. In Caudra, we will give you the tools to work with to answer these. Now we will shift energies here and go into Lesson 7 of the Creator Series. We ask each of you to get comfortable in your places. Now, dear friends, we will tell a short story, a short parable to help you better understand our lesson number 7. Lesson number 7 is a simple lesson. Very simple. Very simple, and we will warn you now that you will struggle with it because it is so simple. You will try to make it something complex. Lesson 7 is the first of what we would call the practical lessons of outward creation. Much of what we have talked about up to this time has been foundations and understandings and processing old energies that needed to be rebalanced. Now we will begin in the second half of this series a number of steps to proactively create. Now, this may feel odd or unusual to some of you who are here. There is an ingrained fear within you, within all humans, of your creator powers. There is a reluctance to create once again, for it has been a long time, and there is still a shame and a guilt associated with what you perceive you have done in the past. There is a original sin that you perceive in yourself of crossing through this wall of fire. You felt you went too far. You felt from that point on that you lived in this energy of chaos in the building of the void, in battles. Oh, dear friends, the battles that took place then would make Star Wars look like child's play. So So when we talk of using your true creator abilities, some of you may be taken aback. Some of you will wonder if this is the right thing. I think perhaps that is not time. There was a light worker by the name of Anna. A wonderful light worker. Much like each one here, each one reading this. She went through all sorts of spiritual courses in the past 30 years. She learned things like mind control, which is amusing in itself. She learned how to meditate, to follow a ritual of meditation, how to clear her mind. But we know, and you know, the mind was never cleared. She spent 20 minutes a day, twice a day, sitting in an uncomfortable position because she thought it was what she should do. But in a sense, this was very good for her soul and her being, for it helped her along her path. It helped provide structure. We would have you know that of all the things she and you have done in this lifetime like this, should be honored for it has brought you to this place. Our dear lightworker Anna took many courses in different techniques and different subjects. How to be peaceful, how to be calm, how to be nice, how to be godlike, how to obey God. How to hide from God. And these courses all were like stepping stones in her path, and they helped get her to this point. But underneath all this time, and I kept on wondering, if I'm learning so much and growing so much, how come I cannot affect my being, my space? How come I cannot focus my mind to change the flow of water coming from a faucet? And she has done this, has tried this, and it did not work. How come with my mind I cannot change the way a candle flickers? For indeed I know, in spirit know, it is just the breeze. And Anna was frustrated, for there continued to be challenges in her life and experiences in her life that she did not seem to have control over. She did good. She did good to simply survive and to continue growing spiritually within. See, what she did not realize so much was that all of the work and effort she was doing was building something within, was awakening something within. But yet she was frustrated that it was not changing her outer reality. It was not changing on the outside. There were many reasons for this. One was that the time was not right. It would not have been appropriate. It would have been, how do you say, a crash and burn. If she truly had understood how to take her powers and to change things, the time was not quite right. There's been much waiting on the part of all of you, and we understand this. Her own balance of energies, what we have talked of, the marbles, the clear and the white and the dark, were still playing a wonderful game within her. It was not time to have that game end. There was also the fact that she and you I continue giving your power over to others. You would take a class or you would read a book and you would become a follower. And a creator is not a follower. They are contradictory terms. But now, dear friends, the time is appropriate. As we have said, the ones who gather in the second circle today are the ones of measurement and monitoring, and they are highly intrigued before the time is proper. And they know that the first of the humans upon earth, the first, are now beginning to understand and will begin to use their creator abilities. And that is you. So now, Hannah became very frustrated in the feeling that she could not control her outer environment, her outer being. And at one point, she actually, like many of you have done, threw away all the books, all the tools, and said, no more classes. They have done nothing but cost me a lot of money. Dear friends, this is not an accurate understanding, for as we have said, all of those things, those classes and disciplines and techniques, truly were stepping stones for her and truly helped bring her back together with family. That is how she met others through these courses. Indeed, the energy of these was more guided to bring family and light workers back together than to truly learn something new. Now, Anna learned of this new place called the new house. She did not quite so much understand it, but she knew within felt good. It felt appropriate, and if nothing else, it felt quiet for a few minutes. So she spent time in her new house, like we ask each of you to do now. Put yourself in that energy of your new house. Feel the vibration or the song that your new house has. It's always had from the moment you first walked in. If you do not hear so well, simply feel. If you do not feel so well, simply know. But there is a vibration there, a core vibration in your new house. Now, Anna, you, somewhat frustrated in your lack of ability to proactively create, to create with direction and power, come to a point where you've released many of the old ways, come to the point where you are truly ready to begin creating. Anna saw a large paintbrush in a pail of glowing paint, glowing, wonderful paint sitting on the floor in her living room. And she knew it must be there for a reason, for she had not placed it there. And it had not been there last time she was in her new house. But it felt right, and the brush was large, very large, larger than any paintbrush she had seen before. And she looked around. She looked around her new house and wondered what she was supposed to do with this paintbrush and with this paint. And this time, instead of fretting, being that she was in the wonderful energy of her new house, she simply asked herself, what is it that I should know about this can of glowing, beautiful paint and this large, larger than life paintbrush? And the voice that came up from within her, the feeling that came up within her, not from a guide or not from Tobias, was simply to take the brush, dip it in the paint, and make a broad stroke on any wall of the new house that she chose. And she did this. And in doing so, when she took the brush filled with glowing paint and made a broad streak across one of the walls of the new house, she learned lesson 7. Lesson 7 is create in broad strokes. Create in broad strokes. This is a simple lesson, but a profound one. You are about to enter into your first real understandings here in these next 30 days of truly creating, no longer being a victim, no longer simply reacting to things that happen in your life, but actually creating. We ask you to sit in your house, to feel the vibration of your house, and when you are ready, to take this large brush, to dip it in the paint, this glowing, brilliant paint, and create a broad stroke. Just one. No more. Then, put the paintbrush down, sit upon the floor, and watch what happens with that broad stroke that you have created. Simply watch it. It will change. It will morph, as you would. It will find its own balance. You are in your new house, dear friends. As we discussed in our last gathering, within this energy of who you are is a divine balance. Your first creation, your first broad stroke, will find its own balance. Now, what are you creating? In our last gathering, we talked of four areas. We talked of resource, also known as abundance. We talked of your health and biology. We talked of relationships, and we talked of self-worth. Choose any one of the four. Hold it in your heart, any one of these areas. Hold it in your heart. And when you create with a broad stroke, simply create then balance for this area. You are creating balance. There is no need to have a specific agenda or intent for spirit or for yourself. You are creating in divine balance that we have talked of before. But this time, you are creating a broad stroke. You are being proactive. Now, what does all of this mean? And what will happen now? First, you will come to some fear here. You will wonder what you are really creating, what is going to happen. This fear relates back to your old being before you ever came to Earth. It relates to the shame that you have felt for crossing through the wall of fire, for leaving the kingdom. Address this fear, sit with it in your new house, understand it, and talk to it. This fear could be your best friend, or as a creator, this fear could be your worst enemy. And this fear, if left unattended, and if you try to run from it, will come back to you, and it will come back looking like an alien. We mean that seriously. For you will allow this fear to grow and to have power. And in doing so, it will take you back to places from when this fear was first birthed. Lesson number 7, create in broad strokes. Do not worry about the mechanics or the details. This room is filled tonight with mechanics and engineers who worry about the details, who work on the details. You as creators do not need to get into that now. Create in broad strokes. You will have the tendency to want to go in with fine brushes and tell spirit and your divine self how to do it. Resist that temptation. Sit in front of this beautiful broad stroke you ever created on one of the walls of your house and simply allow it to take its divine balance. This is simple, dear friends, but yet very challenging. Take an issue of relationships. You do not have to explain to spirit or yourself what the issue is. You do not have to go into the detail. Take this one issue, hold it in your heart, create with a broad stroke, and know, dear friends, that divine balance, your own divinity will handle the rest. Do you see what is happening here also? You are being put in a situation of having to learn to trust your own divinity and allow that divinity to go to work. You have tried to handle all of the details. You have shut down and been shut out from spirit and the light and your divinity for so long now. You feel you have had to handle every little detail. It is time to trust. As you allow your true self and your divinity to come in and to provide the appropriate balance, oh, my dear friends, your life will get so much easier. You will be the painter of beautiful strokes. The mechanics and the manifestation will occur at these divine levels. And life will be so much more joyful. Why the wall? Why the paint? Walk outside for a moment. Walk outside of your new house after you have done that. Outside will look different. It will look different because of the work that you've done on the inside. You will not be changing anyone else's life. It will simply look different. You will begin to see beyond what you could ever recognize before. You will begin to see the way things truly come together. You will be able to see in people around you who you have once felt sorry for, or pitied, you will see the joy of their life. You will have changed something on the inside with your first broad brushstroke, and the outside will begin to look different. We have said to you before, do not put others in the oven. Do not try to change others. You will not need to do so, because things will look different and you will understand in ways that you did not before. Lesson number 7, create in broad strokes. Dear friends, resist this desire to take the fine brushes to fill in the details. This will be done for you. After you take a broad stroke, go sit. Sit on the floor and admire the piece of art you have just created on the wall. We have talked to you before of the oven of grace, and we have talked to you and walked you through putting old issues in there. And the oven of grace is wonderful for old issues. But the oven of grace also serves as a processor and a balancer of new things that you create. It is like the entire furnace and energy system of your new house. As you create a broad stroke, your oven of grace is busy without you even having to think of it, balancing and processing the energies. In other words, dear friends, allowing grace, allowing divinity to expand your new creation assures you that you won't be doing a bad thing. It assures that it manifests and balances in the most appropriate and loving manner. There is an innate fear within each of you of creating something that is not appropriate. That has frozen many of you up to this day. You have been afraid of creating because you did not know if it would be the right thing. You have been waiting for spirit to tell you how to create and what to create because you did not want to be inappropriate once again. The oven of grace, your own divinity, and the love of spirit will make it so that you do not create inappropriately. With the four marbles and the balance within you, you will not create bad or dark. With the love that is within you, you will not create the wrong thing. What is it you should be creating right now? It is simple. With your broad strokes, you are creating a balance in the new energy, a balance of relationships, a balance of abundance, a balance of health and self-worth. When you take that broad brushstroke, you are creating a balance of that. Do not worry about how many dollars that balance means or what this new lover in your life will look like. Divinity will handle the balance and bring to you all things that are appropriate. As you change things on the inside, you change your vibration level, you change your energy pattern and makeup, so that when you walk out the door of your new house, you change the perception of what things appear to be. You change reality, your own reality, without affecting another single human being. This is very interesting. That's why we have said, do not pray to change the world. Pray only to awaken within yourself. As you do, you will change the way your reality looks. We will discuss more of this later. In upcoming lessons. Lesson number 7, a very simple one, but your first lesson in the proactive creating. Create in broad strokes. Choose from one of the four areas that we have discussed in the past. Indeed, there will be more refined and more intense lessons as we go, but work with this for a period of time now. Create in broad strokes. Now, dear friends, those that sit here tonight in the second circle that monitor and measure the energy are smiling. They feel, they see a vibration level that they have detected in very few others. This vibration is not, how to say, about your worthiness. This vibration is about the love that shines within you. It is related, as we say, to these questions of spirit. How can I be in service? That is what they are smiling about. They are smiling about your integrity, your love, and your dedication. This is the light that shines. They will be taking many more measurements here of Chambra, of Earth. They say to expect with the way, we're using metaphors here, with the way their gauges have been reading lately, with the erratic shifts and you will then see shifts on your earth. You will see shifts in power. You will see shifts in Gaia. And these will continue to intensify. The ones you've seen in your South Americas and in your Indias lately are a beginning. There will be more, and it will be appropriate. And we will discuss with you later how to handle these types of situations. But in the meantime, friends, it is indeed a time of love and a time of reunion when we come in like this. We enjoy these times together. We enjoy our gatherings. Take this energy. Take this feeling that you have that comes when we gather like this, when you begin to understand who you are. Hold it within you. Keep it within you. Set it as a guide for all of the other energies of your being to look to. Dear friends, there are a multitude of beings on the other side of the veil doing work on your behalf, doing work with you, caring about you. Indeed, you are never, ever alone. And so it is.